America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. Spending time with you, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I'd like to do a segment on the show called News You May Have Missed. And again, I always kind of describe what it is. It's news that is not headline-making news. It's not really necessarily political news, but news that I thought you would like to know about. And I'm going to start with something that is extremely heartwarming. And it's about a cat who survived that earthquake in Italy, survived 32 days buried under the rubble, just found a couple of days ago. The cat looks pretty good, I have to say. I saw a photo of him, and you'd think he'd be very, very emaciated and scruffy. He looked okay. And the name of this cat is Rocco. He has been reunited with his owners. They're very, very happy. This is in the town of Amatrice in Italy. As you know, there was a devastating earthquake there. About 300 people were killed, 2,500 left homeless. And now they're still searching through the rubble because it's a very long process and still finding some life. And Rocco, the kitty, is the latest to be found. Before Rocco, Pietro was saved. Pietro was saved 16 days after the earthquake, and Gioia survived for 5 days in the ruins before being rescued. These are the cats. There was also a golden retriever named Romeo. He was rescued 9 days after the earthquake. So it's pretty heartwarming to know that these animals were found safe and alive. Not necessarily safe, but they're alive, because they were buried under all this rubble for so long. And the damage, they're saying, is about $4.48 billion. So there's still a lot of relief efforts going on for earthquake victims. But I'm so happy to learn that another cat, another animal, another family pet was found in the rubble. That made me feel very good. Modern Family is doing another groundbreaking thing on television. They are going to be the first show to feature a transgender child actor in an upcoming episode. Jackson Malarker is an 8-year-old openly transgender actor. 8 years old. The first trans child actor to appear in a TV role in the U.S. other than reality shows in scripted television. He's from Atlanta, and he will be on the program in a little bit. So I guess you'll see him this season. And Target has been involved and merged with CVS. CVS began operating Target's drugstores earlier this year. And Target customers have been distraught. Why? Because Target pharmacies, for the longest time, designed a pill bottle that was very unique, very different from all the other pill bottles we've seen. I've actually not seen this before. It's a very interesting and unique design. It's red bottle. It is upside down, and elderly people found it very easy to dispense their medication using this bottle. Well, when CVS began operating the drugstores, they went back to the typical ubiquitous pill bottle that we know very well. What's interesting about this bottle, it was actually designed in 2005. Target introduced a red container with the opening on the bottom, and it allowed the label to wrap around the top so it could be seen from above. It included a flat surface that customers found easier to read than the curve of a typical pill bottle, and was color-coded with rings for the neck to help family members quickly tell their medicines apart. What I learned, too, is that a woman from the School of Visual Arts in New York devised the new approach as part of her master's thesis. And she did so because she was inspired by her grandmother when she took the wrong medication. Now, I teach on the side at the School of Visual Arts, so I am particularly proud to hear that a woman named Deborah Adler actually created that unique pill bottle that was so beloved by Target customers. It looks like they're going to go back and try to redesign a new pill bottle to make the Target customers happy again. So that is the latest from the pill bottle wars at Target. And this is America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
America Weekend.
Welcome
to American Biker Minute. Intrepid Reporter's 06 Softail doesn't give as much trouble, so a second flat in 25,000 miles was unexpected and totally strange. Get ready to scratch your head when I tell you about where and when it happened. You'll wonder why. Weird two-wheel stuff, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM hates to go in debt every summer, but August in Florida, no day at the beach. So we flee to the mountains. Intrepid Reporter's 06 Softail had a flat front tire 6 years ago, 2,000 miles from home. What are the odds of two identical flats 6 years apart in almost the same location? Odds of two blowouts in 6 years, 2,000 miles from home? Million to one, billion to one, trillion to one? Weird two-wheel stuff. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed when you're trying to make a decision? How can you make one in the face of uncertainty? Just remember this.
You can't have certainty, and you don't need it. So says Nando Paluzzi, writing for Psychology Today. Remind yourself of this every time you need to make a decision.
The ancient part of our brain freaks out in the face of uncertainty, so we avoid making a decision. This is often self-defeating.
The newer part of our brain has the ability to reason. When you stop fretting over decisions, you tap into this new part. You're able to reason things out.
So give up on certainty and you won't feel overwhelmed about making a decision. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.